శ్రీమద్భాగవతం 10th కండో 16 చాప్టర్ స్పెషల్లీ వి ఆర్ హియరింగ్ ప్రేయర్స్ ఆఫ్ కళ్యాస్ వై యాక్చువల్లీ దే ఆర్ రియలైజింగ్ అప్రిషియేటింగ్ ఆల్సో గ్లాడ్లీ యాక్సెప్టింగ్ కృష్ణాస్ మర్సి కృష్ణ లుక్స్ లైక్ పనిష్మెంట్ this is Krishna's mercy towards Kalia, and they are considering how it is possible our husband, his present body is just like snakes, his serpent, and to achieve your lotus feet, and you will achieve lotus feet dust, it is even rare for Brahmaji, and even it is rare for Lakshmi to speak about that. Yes, Bhakti Vinod Thakur Swami. Nice song is in Padyavali maybe. For your lotus feet, Jepodala Gya Brahma Tapasya Karila. Only to achieve Krishna's lotus feet, Brahma perform severe austerity to realize Krishna's lotus, to understand Krishna, to take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, to achieve Krishna's lotus feet. Krishna's lotus feet means like you can say completely surrender. I want to complete surrender lotus feet of Krishna. I am belongs to you. Brahma, he performs severe austerity to achieve this lotus feet. We can solve our problems, material problems, spiritual problems. Problems arising even unknowingly, unconsciously, and sometimes we don't know why these problems are coming unexpectedly. This is material world, unexpectedly. We don't expect it will come, but it will come. Material problems, spiritual problems, bodily problems, many things. Unless we take shelter at the lotus feet of Guru and Krishna, we cannot conquer over on these impediments. Yes. Therefore, those are saintly, realized souls. They are always meditating. Krishna's lotus feet, Guru's lotus feet, Sri Guru Charanam Padma. Always Krishna's lotus feet. Yes. That is different realization, that is different stage. Only bumblebee, he knows. We have power to see a flower. We are releasing, how can I say? We can enjoy. Through eye. We are enjoying a flower through our eye. Oh, it looks nice. It's no, sometimes smell. But we have no power to find out where is honey. We have no power. But honey is there. Only by seeing, only by smelling, we can experience something, some enjoyment pass. We have no power to find out where is honey. That we don't have power. Yes, a conditioned soul, he may be, through suffering or through his pious activities, he can realize something about Krishna. He may understand something about spiritual things. But to taste devotional life, to taste devotional service, pure devotional service, you have to follow the path of a bumblebee. He knows the art. He knows the art. In India, we have, especially in Orissa, we have many flowers. I don't know whether you know or not. Especially in India, they offer a flower. This is poisonous, actually. This fruit is very poisonous. Leaf is also poisonous. But this, they offer this flower to Shivji because Shivji likes this flower. Smell like this flower. Another, like morning time, she prepare one garland. You know this yellow flowers. Their fruit is poisonous. Very poisonous. But within the flower, honey is there. But bumblebee knows. Here, life ends actually material life, either in material life or in spiritual life. We are soul. Although Krishna created this material world, it looks like miserable. And we came by our previous Sukrutis, we came to Krishna consciousness. Honey is there. Unless you become a bumblebee, only you can from outside you can enjoy. Oh, this is spiritual life, this is material life, this is Krishna. Yeah, you have to become bumblebee. Then you can really smell. Just imagine in case of Kaliya's wife. They are within Kaliya, but still releasing devotional life. Yes. They are within Kaliya. He is such a furious person. Envious person. None can stay with the envious person. And especially Sarpyan. And he had an attitude, always Kaliya had an attitude. Why do devotees sometimes, like Garud, competitor of Garud? Wives don't like, but then who already released? Or who is releasing? Released or releasing? Or will release? He has this desire. Krishna, bhakti. He don't care about all these things. All the impediments. It will be there, it was there. It is now also. Impediments always. From our happiness, from our path, up to death. Always there is some problems. But we have to develop our tendency. Like bumblebee. Where is honey? Yes, lifespan is very short. And we have to complete it. We can say big course, you know. Sometimes in universities, you have to finish the course. Again, it's a course. Yeah, courses you have to finish. Expert teacher is required. And after, you know, after when they are attending classes, but still they are going for coaching. And they are accepting, you know, those are PhD holders, those persons, they want PhD, they want higher post. They are just consulting one professor. They are under that professor. And always consulting him. How to write in a better way, how can I just write my thesis? Yes. So that I will get a PhD. Very serious. Yes, lifespan is very short. And we have a big course. Big courses to finish it. Krishna Bhakti. And especially human body, only meant for that purpose. We have to realize. And we have to develop our tendency like bumblebee. Yes. A bumblebee, he knows the art. Yes. The Kaliya wives, now that they realize, Tasyana Bhavana Veda Vidimahi Tavangri Renus Prasadhikaram. Our husband, which is even rare for Brahma, which is even rare for Lakshmi, but our husband. Catch him. And you accept him as your servant. Therefore, you are dancing. Yes. We are accepting Krishna. I don't know. Or we don't know. We are saying, Krishna, I am your, you are my master, you are my everything. But who knows whether Krishna is accepting us or not? Who knows? Even if those are owners, like big companies owners, if they want, they can give you a job. If they want, in one day they say, oh, I just want this job to me. Sometimes, you know, the owners, they are keeping some persons, even they are not very qualified. But they like their natures. They say, okay, come. I don't know whether in your West this experience is there or not. Many times, the staffs, they are complaining. He's a lazy person, but still owner is keeping. But owner like, it is up to owner. He is owner. He is owner. You want to win the owner? You want to win the owner? Then you have to know the will of owner. What he wants? His boss. Krishna is like that. We are always saying, Krishna, please accept me, please accept me. Up to Krishna. If Krishna wants, he may accept. Even we are unqualified. What is our hope? What is our hope in Bhakti Yoga? This is the only hope. Vahetu kittava kripa vedara vichara. Bhakti Nata Krishna. Conclusion is very nice conclusion. Don't be hopeless. Don't be, how can you say, pessimism. No. Pessimism comes sometimes. Oh, I am disqualified, I am not doing anything, so I am no, just, I am not doing anything, I am no seva, nothing. But yes, but Krishna knows. Why you are worried? What is your position? You don't know. Krishna knows me. Better than. Krishna knows me better than myself. This is fact or not? Krishna knows you better than yourself. Because we know present situation, and right? Future we don't know, but Krishna knows. Past, present, future. We don't know. And we are worshipper, we are lover, we are devotee of such a person. We cannot say person, such a person, he knows past, present, future. If he wants, he can do anything. What is your hope? You think only by chanting six rounds or by performing some service will become qualified to achieve Golok Vrindavan? Only one thing. We are developing our sincerity. And Krishna, by his causeless mercy, if he chooses, okay, no qualification is required. No qualification. How to achieve mercy, that should be our qualification. How to achieve mercy. Yes. Don't want to be a scholar. Don't try to be a scholar. Even you have no qualification to preach, you are not a scholar, you are not an expert in other art. Okay. But just follow one thing. How can I achieve mercy from Guru and Krishna? In which way? That is the real training in Krishna consciousness. Real training. How to achieve? How to satisfy? You see, in case of Dukhi Krishna Das, you know Sivananda Prabhu. Later is his name Sivananda. First, his name was Dukhi Krishna Das. His guru sent him with letter, approval letter, permission letter. You should take this letter and go and study some Vaishnava literature under guidance of Jiva Goswami. Because he had also teacher and guru understand. Okay, let my disciple, if he knows Shastra, Shastrik, Siddhantas, this is good. This credit to our sampradayas. We don't want anything. We don't want our credit. You understand? Now vision is different. But we, for previous acharyas, they are studying Shastras only to keep the prestige of Guru and Sampradaya. They are always in a humble position. It's the best position, that is. Just take a humble position. Whatever is just coming, just use for Guru and Krishna. Give credit. Do something. So when you arrive in Vrindavan, and approach Jiva Goswami, this is the letter and Gurudeva. He sent me. I have to study Sanskrit and Vaishnava literatures. He said, okay, just go. And sweep, clean, Nidhuvan. You can do it. Your Gurudev, you said, oh, my Gurudev said to study Shastra, but you are saying to sweep, to clean Nidhuvan. No. Today, you said any devotee should say like that. My Gurudev said like that. But you don't have intelligence. When your Guru is giving permission to go somewhere, that means now you are under his control. Now you are under his control. By his desire you have to act. And you are so simple. So simple. Yes, I will do it. And took Radharani's darshan, he found out Radharani. Radharani just came personally. Darshan. We changed Tilak. Yes. How can you say? Ankle belt. Radharani was dancing, and night time just fell down, ankle belt. And many times when Samananda Dukhi Krishna's wife cleaning, sweeping, he burned out this ankle belt, and it's different. Burned out. Looks like spiritual paraphernalia. Spiritual paraphernalia. Yes, this is from Radharani. When Radharani wants, after this like midnight, she went. In the morning, she found out no ankle belt. And informed to Lalita, please, just go. Because last night I was with Krishna in Nidhuvan. Maybe my ankle belt fell down there. Just go and find out. When Lalita went there, he found out. A young guy, a young Vaishnav, just cleaning. With ecstasy mood. And then she understand, oh, this person, he found out this one. Because now his mood is different. They are spiritual persons. we can't say spiritual persons, they are eternal associates. They know from symptoms. Oh, this person already achieved, this person had this ankle belt. And he said, hey, did you find some ankle belt? Last night, one of our family member, she came here, fell down. Then Dukhi Krishna is understanding, yes, I found out someone. But I don't want to give to anyone. If this is your relative, just send to her. If she will come, then I will give. I will give her personally. But I will not give to you. You see, if someone is very simple, he's very simple. But why are you making this condition? Where is this intelligent coming? She understood. This is Jiva Goswami's, this is Guru's mercy. I was following, but you want success, one thing in spiritual life. More you follow, more you become perfect. Therefore, we are called followers. You understand this word? Very nice word, followers. We are followers. Follow. Just follow. More you follow, more you are perfect. And we are following a perfect person. We are following perfect acharyas, Guru Paramparas. Yes, Prabhupada used to say, if you follow perfect person, you will become perfect. This is the way to become perfect. Because he was following, he came for a different purpose. Now, Jiva Goswami said, no, you have to be. Yes. Without hesitation, in simple heart, just follow acharyas. Isn't it? You want quick, huh? You want quick achievement, rapid progress. You want, this is the way. This is the way, rapid progress, quick achievement. This is the way. Just follow. Without hesitation. We are following but hesitation. What will happen? In future this will happen or I am facing this. No, without hesitation. It's my will, we serve. Is my will, sir. He wants. Let all be happy in spiritual life. He's not my enemy, he's not creating any problems. He's not an ordinary person. He wants to protect me from material side. No. Just follow. Without hesitation. In blissful mode. This is the result. Then someone said, okay, you call to her. If she will come, I'll give. Then Lalita again approached Radharani. This Vaishnav is not giving, you have to come. He said, how can I come? Yeah, you may come in disguise for no problem, daytime. You may come. Or you can come personally, no problem. She came personally. But no one can see Radharani in this male body. Yeah. Or neither in female body. You understand? When you achieve spiritual body. Like a woman, her form looks like gopis, but she's mood is not gopis. Like Prabhupada always giving example. Actually, everyone have the tendency, like man, purus, enjoy. Man wants to enjoy woman wants to enjoy man. Mind, body is different. body is so one is saying female body, male body, but mind is man. Enjoyment. So go if you have. Go if you have means to give pleasure to Krishna. Bas. Gopi Vahavara Samrata Kallula Magnamu Vandi Rupa Sanatana Rukujuga Sijiva Gopala. They are drowning in Gopi Vahavara. 24 hours for pleasure of Mahaprabhu, for pleasure of Krishna. 24 hours. No rest, nothing else. This is Gopis. Without teach of demand, teach of self-interest. Oh, then Radharani can see. She was just like looking, she was hiding behind a tree. And you know the effulgent is coming. And Lalita just in front. You want to know whose ankle bed? She just sitting there, just remark. No, oh, I'm remarking some, how can you say like a, someone is standing there, but I want to see her personality. Color. Then Lalita again approaches. Lalita and Vishakha. Lalita. Again approaches Radharani. She wants to meet you personally. It is not possible. Not possible. He has to change her body to Gopi Bhav. Then, how it is possible? Yes, there is a, how can I say, there is a well. Neither one can say, the well is there. Yeah, this well is there. Respect to him. And when will took birth, he'll achieve this path. He'll change his body. Then Dukhi Krishna is there. When he just took birth, then came. And when he handed over this ankle belt to Radharani, Radharani became so happy. And with this ankle belt, she just put tilak. You can see the Shamanandi there, tilak is like that, like an ankle belt. From nose. And Radharani said, From today, your name is Shyamananda. Your duty is to please Shyam. Because my duty is also, my life is Shyam. If you please Shyam, then I will give up. Yes. Then from his own, how can I say, from his own heart, rather than appear one deity, Krishna's deity, and hand over. From today, because you are Shyamananda, your duty is to please Shyam, Krishna. Just take the status and you see. This status still in Vrindavan, in Samsundar temple you can see. Then you turn to Jiva Goswami. Yeah, Jiva Goswami, when Jiva Goswami remarked, he already changed tilak. Then understand. Jiva Goswami knows the secret, Ajaya knows the secret. Oh, he already achieved mercy from Radha. Dukhi Krishna Das narrated how Radharani changed his name, Tila. And please don't mention this thing to anyone. Don't mention. He said, yes, I have not said anything. You changed the Tila. You cannot change your Tila. We are in Sapradha. You cannot change our Tila. You cannot say, yeah, I cannot put like seven. No. This is Nityananda Prabhu. We are belongs to Nityananda family. Our Tila is like that. What to do? Then some Vaishnavas, they came to Vrindavan. They found out Samananda already changed tilak. Dukhi Krishna has already changed tilak. Then from the Guru. And when Guru came to know, without my permission, he's my disciple. I sent him to Jiva Goswami. How he changed tilak without my permission? He just came. Come to Vrindavan, when he find out. Now he's in dilemma. Because Jiva Goswami said, you should not say all these pastimes to anyone. Now Guru is coming. Whether you have to say or not, and Gurudev is beating. Yeah, Guru have right. only Guru have right. Sometimes father, mother, okay, you can go to court. If your father, mother is just doing some things, you can go to police station, court, but if Guru will beat you, you cannot say anything. Voluntarily you are accepting him as Guru. You have no right to punishing you. Punishment for your bright future. You have no enviousness. You want to rectify. Yes. Guru is slapping and waiting. Why you change hand? But he is not saying because you yourself said. Night time Radharani came in. Night time. And narrated the whole story. In the morning time, he woke up. Then I am blessed. My life is success now. My life is success. With whose disciple you are? Your mind disciple. Yes. Krishna wants to see our sincerity. Yes, he came to Vrindavan for studying Shastras. Now he's sweeping. You just imagine, by sweeping he achieved Radharani's mercy. How he was cleaning, how he was sweeping, like us. Just remark, how he was sweeping. What was his mood when he was sweeping? What was his mood? Yes. This is Vrindavan. This is Krishna's, Radharani's fluoride. I can say park, forest, Vrindavan. This is Nidhavan, like a heart. I am so fortunate. Jiva Goswami ordered me to clean this place. Yes, sincerity, Krishna. You don't think Krishna wants to see our qualifications. What service or which service we are performing, Krishna wants to see our sincerity. How sincere it is. Yes. You can attract Krishna not by your qualities, rather by your sincerities. Dhrumara is very sincere. You see in case of Dhrumara, determined and sincere. Prahladmara is very sincere. All obstacles. Father is demon. There is, you cannot find in any sastra Prahlada is worshipping any deity. Worshipping any deities? No. All are demons. Who is not worshipping Tulsi? What? Only meditating. Remember, Smarana Prahlada. 7-year-old boy, always meditating. Sincerity. Yes, sincerity. When you develop this sincerity, you can attract Krishna's mercy. And dedication will come. After sincerity, dedication will come. Those are not sincere, they cannot dedicate their life, their time, their money. Nothing. Always. Even you don't think some devotee is giving donation, it is easy. Sometimes you can give your life, but you cannot give money. Who is very dear? This is in Bhagavatam, I am not saying. Siddharthaya mentioned, who is very dear to a conditioned soul? Money or body? Other yugas, body. In Kali yugas, money. Yes. If someone is giving to Krishna, not just, I was reading one article, Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Goswami one article, original lecture. Just saying, same thing. Everyone in this world wants to enjoy money. Everyone. And in gross form, in subtle form, everyone wants to enjoy. Karmi, Jnani, Yogis, they want to attract different peoples and want to enjoy their money. And others are doing business, others are collecting money just for enjoyment. But a devotee is just voluntarily is giving something to Krishna. Yes, it's not easy. Don't think this is easy. No. Love is there. Therefore you are dedicating some things. Yes. Sincerity is there. Krishna wants to know. Krishna don't want to see our disqualifications. You don't think Krishna, if you see our disqualifications, from beginning he will reject us. From beginning, he said, no, you cannot come to Krishna consciousness. Who is your father? If Krishna will ask to you, you will show your ID and passport to Krishna. Krishna first will reject. Your father, Vajanandi devotee. You can't become my devotee. Krishna never asks anything. Oh, when you were young, when you were born, you drink wine, you ate non-veg items, you cannot become my devotee. Even after our devotional life, our mind going here and there, we are doing so many mistakes, but still Krishna is perfect. He knows better than us. Whether we are human or whether we are animal or whether we are demon, He knows. Only one thing, just open our heart. We have to open our heart in front of Him. You know who I am. You know and what is best for me. Just do it. But I will not give up you. This sincerity, I will not give up you. Yes, I am facing problem. Everyone is facing problem. Why is problem? Why so real? But I will not give up you. Just take this one determination. Krishna is bound to serve mercy to you. Krishna, you may create so many problems for me, but I will not give up. I will not give up you in this life or in many lives. Even in this life, I will not achieve success, but I am yours. I will not give up. He is in our heart. And you want to reciprocate with heart. You want to reciprocate with... Yes. If your heart, like your heart is now open and your heart is now crying, searching for Krishna and accepting Krishna as everything, where Krishna will go? Where will you go? You cannot go anywhere. Is it possible to catch a bumblebee even if you are nearby the flower? Possible? No. Flower is not inviting bumblebee. Please come and drink my honey. Flower is not inviting. Who is coming? Bumblebee coming voluntarily because he is searching where is honey. Krishna is like that. Krishna is the bumblebee. Only we have to become like, how can we say? Nice flower with little honey. Yes, will come. You don't think bumblebee only coming to the flower? Those have, more honeys. No, some flowers are very little. Still bumblebee, you see. Very little flowers. Maybe honey, you cannot say how many milligrams or less than that. Only, with his, what is that? With his tip of his, from bumblebee's mouth, you can see small. It's like small grass. You just do like that. You know, maybe less than 1 ml, milligram. Still he's searching. He's liking this flower. He's glorifying this flower and sucking. And some flowers full of honey. Still he's just going. Flower is not inviting. Bumblebee is searching. Krishna is searching us. We are not. Buddha's lecture is there. Buddha's one Uriya lecture is there. Everyone wants Krishna. But Bhagavad is saying, no, Krishna wants us. Everyone searching Krishna. But Krishna searching his devotee. Where is my devotee? He's such a lover. We don't know this message. Bhagavad is giving this message. Everyone searching Krishna. Devotee, Krishna, where are you? Why are you searching Krishna? You cannot find bumblebee. He can run anywhere. He can run anywhere. Just he can flee anywhere. Don't disturb him. He's like, even bumblebee, they are mad. Like, woo, 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 like that. He's mad for Rani. Krishna is like that. Everyone is searching Krishna, but Krishna is searching his devotee. Where is Rani? Who is my devotee? And what is his determination? What is his determination? He already determined, he will not give up me. He will not give up. I will be in problem. If you already took determination, I will not give up Krishna, then what Krishna will do? It's bound to accept you. This is Bhava Yoga. You understand? Bhakti Yoga's another name is Bhava Yoga. mood. Your spiritual sentiment, Krishna, want to release it. Not sentiment, spiritual sentiment, mood. You are offering flower, you are offering a little rice or parais or sukini or something you are offering with love, Krishna. I prepare this thing, it is only for you. Only for you. Love. He is a different personality. You can't find. You can't find his nature in Brahma, Shiva, Vishnu. No. He is very simple and lover. Those are love hearts, they are not simple. You know? Especially those are love hearts, they are not simple. They are very, you know, they are, in material world you see, those are very love hearts. They are different, their nature. Huh? Always you are nice things, eating nice things, enjoying. Different nature. But Krishna is a lover. A very simple nature. Yes, therefore he was crying. He was in Dwarka always. 100 years he was crying. For cows, for gopis, for his father and mother. Who can cry? Everyone is crying for Krishna. Yogis, jnanis, devotees, karmis, they are crying for Krishna, please help me, please help me. And Krishna said to Uddhava, please help me, I am crying. Please help me. Krishna is saying to Uddhava. He said to Uddhava, Uddhava, please help me. He said, why you are so? This Uddhava Sandesh is there. That's Uddhava Vraja Suma. You are very peaceful, you are very gentle, you are very intelligent. You are the fittest person. Just go to Vrindavan. He was crying. And you know, never he had done these things. He just catch up Uddhava's hand. Please, like when you are in problem. Just catch up, please help me. And when Uddhava saw Krishna's face, he said, why Krishna is so, how can I say? Like in a opening mood, in a different mood. Why he is not satisfied in Dwarka? I am such an expert minister, friend. Vasudeva Devaki is here. 16,108 queens, expert and million maid servants. Shambha, they are expert fighters. But still Krishna. he was crying. He was searching. Rajavasis, their loves, their affections. As a lover. You arrange a palace, you arrange seva like Dwarka, but Krishna want only. Cows, gopis, Nanda Maharaj, simple-hearted person. Those have only love. When you see in Vrindavan Krishna wearing some dress, did you find it some narrations where Krishna is wearing golden things, golden dress, everything? Sometimes Nanda Maharaj, Jashoda Mata, the affection, Jashoda Mata is wearing some things, gold. And Krishna just went to forest and keeping in one place. And saying to Sudama, collect flower, give me a garland. I am Banamali. I don't like gold. In Dwarka, this is different, but in Vrindavan, he went. Yes, when he saw his friends are very simple, wearing dhotis, gamchas, in hand there is a stick. Krishna wants to follow them. Krishna wants to follow them. Try to understand Krishna. He is supreme personality of Godhead. Same time, you can. This is exclusively nature of Krishna. According to someone's power, everyone is, I can say, his nature is a little heavy, like cooker, reserved, we can say reserved persons. According to their power, they are reserved. They are not express everything, they are not simple hearted. According to the power, you see the pilots, I saw the pilots in the international airport, the pilots. In airlines, you know, this wearing white pilots. When they're just only they will talk with pilots, not with their staffs. Very reserved. Oh, I am a pilot. They are going very cry. That's high post. And Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. What do you see? He was tending cow with a stick and loving. And his friends, his Supreme Personality of Godhead, his friends, is not Brahma, is not Shiva, not Lakshmi. His friends are coward boys. Those are eating dry chapati and drinking Jamuna water. He is Krishna. Try to understand Krishna. Who is Krishna? Krishna is very simple, subtracted person. Personalities. Subtracted. That we like. Therefore, Acharya is always saying, simplicity is Vaishnavism. Simplicity is Vaishnavism. When Krishna was sitting in Vrindavan, you don't think someone is giving him mat. Like, I am sitting here, you are giving mat. Krishna is like that. No, I am giving some asana. Okay, Krishna. Just sit here. Man. Sometimes friends collecting, you know, the leaves. When Krishna want to sleep, just sleep over. You sleep over. The sand. Sometimes over the stone. We want a bed to sleep. But Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was sleeping over the stone. Over the grass. Yes. Cows are sleeping nearby, Krishna. Taking rest. Same tree. Why Prabhupada said him? Try to understand Acharya. Why Prabhupada said he was traveling in fast truck airlines. Everything fast. But his preaching is different. He said, simple living, high thinking. He knows that. Only the man of Vaikuntha, they know the man. Vaikuntha message. We don't know. Actually, we don't know. The man of Vaikuntha is there. They are man of Krishna's. They know Krishna's nature. Yes, they are Yogacharyas, they know. Simple living. Simple living. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But very simple. You see, he is dancing over Kaliya, laughing. Not great. No. Very simple. Yashoda Mata sometimes in doubt, Nanda Maharaj is in doubt. How can my Krishna, how can my son become king? He is just making friendship with everyone. Snatching food. And going to different gopis' house and stealing. Yeah, butters, milk. How you become king? It's so simple. You want to please everyone. He never thought, wow, I am Nanda Maharaj's son. I am Nanda Maharaj's son. You are not my friend. You are not. Sometimes Yashoda Mata, she prepared nice, you know, cakes, dry cakes. Because mostly Krishna just, when he was tending cows, he was taking dry things. And you know, not in pot, with their chadars, gachas, most of the Prajavasis. Yes. Sometimes they are taking some liquid things. And where they are keeping? They have no special cowherds. Ants, other insects may go inside. With the ropes, they are hanging in the tree. Krishna! Krishna! Yes, he was Krishna. And you know when Krishna is just opening his pots, or his bundles, food bundle, food packages, just opening, everyone wants to see. With Yashoda, she prepared something special for Krishna. And before Krishna eating, Krishna wants to see. Everyone wants to eat. This is Krishna. His Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he is sharing his own bhoga, own food to others. They are not Supreme Personalities. They are his friend. They only know one thing. They are simple and they are dependent on Krishna. Bas. A thousand qualities, if you read Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, you can find 1,000 quality of devotees. This is devotee's nature, this is devotee's nature, this is devotee's nature. But one thing, one nature, one quality. By one quality, you can collect all other qualities. And you have all qualities, but you don't have these qualities. Nirgana Dachi perfection. If you are simple-hearted, you can achieve everything. Krishna like this, Krishna's nature, what to do? Our nature also said, you don't like simple person? You don't like? Yeah, he's very simple, please come. Sometimes you are not taking prasad, you are feeding. Who don't like simple persons? Even demons like simple persons. Everyone in the three world likes simple persons. Everyone. And Krishna's special choice, simple-hearted persons. So it's very simple. Sudama, Subal, friends are snatching food from mouth. Krishna said, just give me little. I have to enjoy. No. First I have to enjoy. Then, you know Madhumangal, Krishna, he was from Brahman caste. And he was the, you can say, the most trouble creator. Where Krishna wants to eat. The most trouble creator. Because he's always looking, and he has a strong desire. He wants to take everything from Krishna. He knows very well what Yashoda Mata is preparing, something in special ghee, special milk, and always coming and showing his thread. Hey Krishna, if you don't feed me, I will curse you. Krishna said, you are my friend, please excuse me. Brahmans are always greedy. Krishna is saying like that, Brahmans are always greedy. He said, no, you are Vaishya. You are Vaishyas. You have to depend on Brahman. And even if you feed Brahman, oh, if Brahman became happy, you will become happy. You see, from whom all Vedas came. And the Brahmans, with purity, to whom they are worshipping, same Brahman is begging, I give me food, give me food. And he's saying, give me. Before the same Brahman, with purity offering, Krishna, please accept. He said, no, I don't do transit. But same Brahman is saying, give me Krishna. And sometimes Krishna said, no, I don't want. This is Yashoda Mata. So nicely and repeatedly Yashoda Mata said to me, Kanha, please. Just today, test this cake. But Krishna just opening his boxes, everyone just snatching, finishing, and Krishna just looking. I have no time, I have no chance to test it. And you don't think Krishna was at that time, Morosu was so happy. My devotees, they want my food, my prasadam, my bhogas. And my devotees are happy. And sometimes this Madhumangala is joking with Krishna. You see how Krishna is very simple. Yes. His supreme personality of Godhead, full of affluence, full of knowledge, full of detachment. Everything full. You know? One word is full, another word is also full. He's full of affluence, he's full, but for it. Nearby the devotee is fool. F-O-O-L. You understand? He is fool. In front of yogis, karmis, gyanis. But he is fool. He is acting as a fool in front of his devotee. Yes. Sometimes in left hand he is eating. Left hand. Yes. You know, especially in summer, the yogurt rice. Left hand. Therefore, Rama. He will get what sort of Lord? I want to see the different leelas. Yes. Left hand. This is not Vedic life. In left hand you can eat. No. Keeping yogurt rice and it, how can you say, within these fingers, different prickles. And you know how he's eating? Bringing little. Viswanath Chakravarti saying, bringing little. Just little. In right hand. I am a fool. You see, I am keeping in left hand, just eating little. And sometimes, like sucking prickles like that. Yes, this is Krishna. Very simple. Vaishnavism philosophy is very high. Very, you can say, very secret. For one thing is there. Guru is saying these things. one progress rapidly, one just simple, depend on Krishna. Krishna, you are as what? Material and spiritual things. I have material body, even I don't care, but it is up to you. How you learn it, and spiritual. With simple heart, whatever you have, just offer to Krishna. He's Krishna. This is Krishna. Other sampradaya, they are always saying Bhagavan, 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 the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Supreme Personality. They are always saying Krishna, Krishna. He like Son of Nanda Maharaj. Krishna never used pillow when he was sleeping in Vrindavan. You know, so most of the times this, he was sleeping over the lap of, he is keeping his head on the lap of Sakhas. And their Sakhas are going to see the cowboys, their friends, tending with leaves, with leaves. Yes. Sometimes sitting over the stone. And just playing flute, sitting over the stone. Yes, just playing flute. And all cows, all birds, all creatures in Vrindavan, this look towards Krishna. It's a different world, different situation. Yes, this is Krishna. And our achievement, our goal, have to achieve him, have to please him. Yes. Repeatedly we have to pray these things to Sadhguru and Guru. Please, I'm not a qualified person, but at least you give me one quality. With a simple faith, how can I lead my life? I want to lead my spiritual life with a simple faith. Faith we have, but simple faith. What? Popa said, what Acharya said, yes. Simple faith. And that built your nature in such a way, your hope is Krishna only. Yes. They are very simple. they built their nature, they mold their nature in such a way. Every condition, Krishna, Krishna. Yeah. Therefore, even wives of Kali, they don't understand. If Brahma Parama Master it is, Lakshmi Parama Master it is, to achieve Krishna's lotus feet dust. Kali never performed any austerities. We know our husband, who he was, what is his dealings, what is his activities. But he never performed any austerities. How he achieved your lotus feet? That we are now considering, that we are just reminding us. And not only he just achieved your lotus feet dust, rather we are dancing just like a drama stage over his wound. And not only dancing, although blood is just vomiting blood, but still you are laughing, you are dancing. You see, this is, husband is suffering, wives are enjoying. Wives there enjoying. Oh, Krishna is happy. Yes. Although looks like our husband is suffering, Krishna is happy. We want to see Krishna's happiness. We want to see Guru's happiness. Yes. Tadesa natha ananaka prishtam nacha sarabhomam na paramishtyam narasadhipatyam na yoga siddhira punarbhavam banchanti yad padarajam prapanna. This verse, similar verse, also in Vritasura's life history, Vritasura's prayer. Nice prayer. Those who have attained the dust of your lotus feet never hanker for the kingship of heaven. Limitless, sobriety, the position of Brahma, or rulership over the earth, they are not interested in the perfection of yoga or in liberation itself. And like Vishwanath Chakravarti, Tomorrow we'll hear about commentaries. Those who have attained the dust of Krishna's lotus feet. How can you know this devotee can attain perfection or can attain lotus feet dust of Krishna? How can you know? This is the nature. Nanaka prashtam. First he said, Nanaka prashtam. I don't want to become a king in heaven. No. They reject heaven. Even the king, Indra, they don't want to become Indra. Nanaka prashtam. And then, Sarvabhaumam, how can you say? Like supreme sovereignty. Yes. But they don't want. Naparamestyam, the topmost position of Brahma. They don't want. They don't want anything, even liberation. Even they don't want liberation. This is the symptom of a devotee who achieved Krishna's lotus feet. No material hankering, also in spiritual hankering, he rejects also liberation. Yeah, he is now above liberation. What only? Yes. Is it only? No other desire. No other Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, na dhanam, na janam, na sundari, kavitam, va jagadisha kama. He knows how to please. You know what you like, what is your nature. Krishna knows what he like, what his nature. Same Krishna came in form of Gauranga Bhava. And he taught us in this way. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundari, kavitam, va jagadisha kama. Yes. He taught us. If you have desire to achieve Krishna Brahmaluka, achieve Krishna's lotus dust, just reject everything in this world. Reject, we cannot give up everything, but we are not aspire. You understand? Whatever is there, like you have money, you have son, you have daughter, everything, it's Krishna's. I will not think about these things. This is Krishna's. But I don't aspiring some things. I don't desiring some things. I have no hankering for other things. That pleases Krishna. Mama Janmani Janmani. Life after life. That means I'm rejecting, they're rejecting a devotee, rejecting. It's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's opinion. Sikhyastakam. Liberation is rejecting. No, I don't want liberation. Only Kajlis. I want to serve you unconditionally. I want to serve you. Unconditional service, loving and unconditional service, life after life. Yes. Tomorrow we will hear more about these prayers. Hare Krishna, Granthasana Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Gurudev Ki Jai, Nidhaya Gaur Pramani.